Nick Foles absent.
Just precautionary. Just gonna give him another rest. Nothing serious, nothing major. Just keep resting that thing. He got a lot of throws in these last couple of days, so just wanted to take a little off him today.
So he was okay heading into today, the same way he was yesterday.
I haven't made that decision yet, based on what I feel how much the starters are going to play. Both of them are day to day. Jordan Hicks, lower body. Brandon's obviously an upper body injury, but they're day to day, and just going to continue to monitor them and see where they're at end of today.
Other than lower body and upper body, can you just above the waist?
And above the waist. let's see. Who am I thinking? Jordan Hicks, right? That you met. Quad and elbow. For Brandon, lower body, upper body.
Thursday night, how long is the starter?
You know what? I haven't decided. We got a lot of good work right here these last couple of days. I want to see where they're at health wise. Typically in this game, as you know, a quarter or two quarters and a half, a little bit into the third, but I haven't made that decision yet. I'm going to wait and see kind of how the guys are after these couple of days.
The approach in the second game is different than how you handled last year. What's your view of the preseason at all? Last year, Brad went over in that second game. Have you changed your approach toward the preseason?
No. I think it's just based on how the guys are doing, how they're performing. Again, it's I think, too, the older I get, it's a fine line. As you know, it's a fine line. And we don't play games that really mean much until September. So I try to do everything I can to get our guys the reps they need. That's why we practice extensively here in these practices here, but also in the game. So I want to make sure that they're getting just what they need leading up to the Washington game.
There's been some speculation about LeGarrette Blount standing on the team recently. Can you speak to that about how you're feeling about Blount and whether his spot is secure?
I mean, the guy's a beast of a runner. I don't know what else to tell you. 18 touchdowns, 15 in the red zone last year. That's the production you saw yesterday, the style of running that he can do. And the other thing is, listen, we're not game planning these games, so it's really hard to go into a game saying, this is best against this team. We're trying to execute our plays, and as coaches, we might be doing our players injustice by putting them in bad situations. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. But you saw what he's done these last couple of days. I'm excited he's here, and he's going to be a big part of our offense.
So I guess you're
fully intact, everybody's healthy up front. Do you want to see them a little bit longer since they haven't really been together?
Yeah, last week they went about the first quarter. It depends on, again, these last couple of days. We did get some good work against their first unit. I'll make that decision either later today or tomorrow and see where they're at. Because I don't want to put them in any kind of harm's way with all the, we're 2 days removed now or 2 days to a game. And they got a lot of good work today. So I'm hoping to get them more work than last week. But we'll see where, in the next couple hours.
Not really.
We saw a lot last year from him and what he can do, and he's done an outstanding job through the spring and now the summer, and he's bounced back again from injury. He's looked good here lately, and so I'm comfortable where he's at. Still want to play him, and still want to get him banging around a little bit, but happy where he's at.
What's been your impressions of Humphrey this summer?
Humphrey? A guy that's we've asked a lot of him, to be quite honest, which is it's encouraging because he's a dual position guy. He's a runner. He's a slot receiver. He's a punt returner, and he's doing a good job. And he's working through our offense and learning it every day. And it's the circumstances change every day. And I think he's in a good spot. Great competition at that spot. Excited to get him, get him some touches in the next couple of games.
How comfortable are you with that sort of swing tackle position on game day? Very young players with me and Dylan Gordon, two trades, Allen, Matt Tobin gone. How comfortable are you with
that? I'm really comfortable, and I say that because of what V did last year for us, stepping in and when Lane was not with us. obviously comfortable with Jason Peters and Lane as our starters, and Big V as the swing tackle that can go, you know, left or right. And then after that, you know, Dylan and Taylor are working and competing, and you know, Victor Saleko is in that group. So these next couple of weeks will be important for those younger guys to see where they're at, and you know, really solidify a role on this team.
How do you feel comfortable
treating Matt? Anytime. First of all, you know, in regards to Matt, he's a class act, number one. I'm just going to go out and say that. He's a class act. Everything he did for us last year, the year before, I mean, very appreciative of that. And, you know, they came knocking on our door. And, you know, we've been blessed here this offseason, this training camp, to have linemen. And he now gets an opportunity to play. So I'm encouraged about that. And then anytime we can get value and get a fifth-round pick, really helps this football team moving forward.
He's now the second depth guy that you've gotten rid of in the last month, coming out of Harbor. Where is the rest of the depth on the line to feel comfortable enough to do that?
Well, the thing is, you can only, you know, you're going to games with seven offensive linemen, and you know, I don't know how many right now we're going to end up keeping, whether, you know, we kept 10 last year, if it's going to be 9 or 8. You know, we haven't made that decision yet. But we're comfortable with the guys. I mean, you know, I don't think you make these moves if you're not comfortable with the guys that are working. And so with that, with Dylan working every day, Taylor working every day, this is a great opportunity for them and for us to see what they can do now moving forward.
It's likely going to be the last time you're seeing Carson before the Raiders on Thursday. What would you like to see? What's the most important thing to get out of this game?
Yeah, I think as a just the first unit overall, just a little better execution. We need to start a little bit better, start the game a little bit better. You'd love to see points, obviously, and score maybe a couple of times. But we just need to clean up. You know, we had too many penalties last week. The turnovers are, even though maybe not the first unit, but just the execution, the penalties, the turnovers, we need to come out and play a clean football game.
What did you think of that play?
Well, listen, it's all about player safety in this league. You know, the league obviously deemed it a hit on a defenseless player. When I saw the hit, it appeared that he did hit him in the neck, you know, the head and neck area. So the league obviously came down with their ruling, and we got to live with it.
Coach, right here. As far as your playing days go, where does coming in as a backup and winning Don Shula's record-breaking game rank for you?
For me, it ranks right underneath the Super Bowl victory I had in Green Bay. You know, in fact, it was right across the street, the Vet, in November. So got a lot of fond memories of that year, and I love seeing highlights of that game and being a part of that team that year. And you know, it's a crazy business, you know, and everybody thinks it was Dan Marino or Scott Mitchell that had that victory, but it was just little old me and to throw the ball six times in the entire football game, just goes to show you what type of team we had that year. So yeah, it's actually, it's a Super Bowl is one, and that's a 1A.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,